Father, we honor you today. Oh, how we bless you. Oh, how we bless you. Thank you for your mighty presence with us today. Thank you, Father, for the heavenly showers. Whew. Thank you, Father, for being true to your word. Whew. Thank you, Father, for remembering us. Thank you for your incredible love. Whew. Thank you. Thank you for being so kind to us. Thank you for being so gracious, for being so loving. Thank you. Whew. Thank you for your mighty hands upon our lives. Thank you. Thank you for being so good. Thank you, God. Now, Lord, as we approach your word, open our ears and open our eyes and open our hearts. Help us, God, to receive that which you have prepared for us in this service. We feel your presence so strong already. Lord, we know you're moving, you're touching, you're healing, you're elevating, you're doing things that only you can do. And God, the Bible says the entrance of your word, it gives light. And it gives understanding to the simple. So cause the light of your countenance to shine upon us today. In the name of Jesus, give us understanding that is superior, understanding that is beyond what we have previously experienced. Oh, our Father, we thank you. We love you. We love you with all of our hearts. We give you all our glory and we give you all our praise today. Receive it, Lord. Receive it, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Everybody said amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There will be nothing missing and nothing broken in your lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Everything that the Lord has promised will be fulfilled in your life. Amen. You will carry your own testimony. Amen. I say you will carry your own testimony. Amen. It won't just be hearsay like you heard, oh, the Lord did this or he did that. No, you will experience the Lord for your own self. Amen. In your own life, he will demonstrate his own reality. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this service. What a glorious time we are having. We're so blessed. Glory to God. What a powerful message that was last Sunday. Praise God. Let's thank God for Pastor Muiwa. That was glorious. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So many blessings in that word. Keep standing on the word of God. Amen. Keep standing on the word. That's all we have, folks. That's all we have. We don't have anything else. We don't need anything else. All we need, which is all that our Father has given to us, is his word. And if we hold on to that word, he'll never disappoint us. Amen. And as you heard this morning, it's not just people all over the world that were blessed. Even people in the clouds were blessed by this. People who were very close to the Lord were blessed by this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love that. Amen. All right, let's take our 2026 confessions together before we sit down. Amen. Thank you for joining us online. If you're with us today, praise God. Let's do it together. 2, 3, go. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over year in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. There is no God like the God of Israel, who rides across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath me are his everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me, and he will say, destroy. I am helped, favored, and blessed. The Lord is my saving strength and the shield of my life. My help comes from him who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip or be moved. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil in my going out and coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant covering. I sit fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor, and I soak up his grace and mercy. Praise God, I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2026 is my year of nonstop laughter, celebrations unlimited, unending festivities, and round-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire, and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say. I'm laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on his promise now. Sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety is vanquished. Fear is defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is stale news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, laugh with me. Hallelujah. Woo! 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 In this season is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump, and he sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. He's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. God said, he's giving me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. He's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From bitter waters in Marah to pleasant streams in Elim, is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From forsaken to Hephzibah, and from rejected to Beulah, is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From beggar to ruler, from loner to owner, from supplanter to contender, in this season, is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible and I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry and I offer hope to the hopeless. I am anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the afflicted, and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will. My Father, I choose you as my priority and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped, the curse is broken, and my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life, Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you, dry bones, come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind, come alive. I speak life to you, cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs, and joints, come alive in Jesus' mighty name. I speak life to you, dreams, womb, ventures, investments, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnerships. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on, speak life for a minute. I speak life over God's people. I speak life over God's purposes. I speak life over God's future that He has arranged for us. In the name of Jesus, I speak life over everything that concerns God's people. In the name of Jesus. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We receive that. We receive that. Hallelujah. Please go ahead and be seated. Just also want to congratulate Brother Sam. I know this was a very significant milestone birthday for you. So we thank God for your life. Hallelujah. We thank God for your life. Amen. A lot of people don't get there, as you know. A lot of people don't get there. So the Lord has demonstrated His goodness to you and to your family in getting you there and beyond. And He will continue to preserve you as you go forward in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go back there to Luke chapter 5. Glory to God. Let's spend a little bit of time in the Word of God today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Incredible, unconventional, supernatural. That sounds very much like God, doesn't it? Incredible, unconventional, supernatural. Sounds very much like God. Let's read these two stories, one in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, and the other one in the Old Testament. We did this the last time, and let's go back there. Hallelujah. Right through this season, the Lord is going to have me, whenever I minister here, just come back to this until we are done with this part of it, and then he's going to have us move to something else. Sometime last year, many of you remember, we started to minister on a series of message that I titled Nothing Missing, Nothing Broken. I was just able to scratch the surface of that message. Just barely scratched the surface of it. Hardly even was able to go beyond where I really, really intended. And of course, 2025 came and it left. But I remember that I did mention, I constantly mentioned to you that message was not just for 2025. If you were with us and you listened, that message was not for 2025. So you are going to have me, you are going to hear me go back again and again to that message. Nothing missing, nothing broken. That's the will of God for your life. It's not just for 2025. Nothing missing, nothing broken. God wants your life completely full. Full of His goodness, full of His love, full of His kindness. God does not want any gaps, any holes in your life. Amen. Anything that is, and in each season, there are seasons. You know, somebody say life is in season. Life is in season. And men are in sizes. Life is in seasons and men are in sizes. That means each season of your life, there are things that were written concerning you that should be achieved, that should be accomplished. Sometimes it's very costly when we miss some of those seasons that were destined for, some of those things that were destined for certain seasons. The Lord still helps us get, He's a God of restoration. He's a God, He's the one who can make the Bible says 1,000 years before the Lord is like a day, right? So the Lord can still help us, but a lot of times it just takes a lot. So that's why each season is so significant. We have to be alert. We have to be aware. We have to be present. We have to be present. Opportunity is always knocking. You know, we said this is a season of opportunity, right? Season of opportunity. Sometimes when God opens the doors and gives us opportunity, what He expects of us is take advantage of it. If you don't take advantage of it in that season, that opportunity may come back later, but it just takes so much more then for you at that time. It takes so much more. Have you noticed sometimes when people are trying to maybe do a certain, maybe go to school and do a certain program, right, at a certain time? And at that time, maybe it's really heavy on their heart and they really want to do it. They feel like they have all that they need to do it and all of that. But maybe certain circumstances of life, it just didn't work out at that time. But they always knew they wanted to do this, right? And so then maybe like 10 years later, they came back and they're going to try to do it. They still get it done, but now it's so much more difficult. Have you noticed that? It's so much more difficult. So there's the Bible says there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. Hallelujah. Amen. And my prayer for you, 2025 is gone, but 2026 is here. My prayer for you is that everything that was ordained for your life in 2026, you will achieve it in the name of Jesus. You will not miss out on any of God's appropriated blessings, appropriated accomplishments for your season in the name of Jesus. Amen. So nothing missing, nothing broken in every season of your life, that everything that is supposed to be supplied will be supplied. Amen. You will come behind in no good thing. Amen. Amen. You will not lack in any good thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Glory to God. But today, so we'll come back to nothing missing, nothing broken, as the Lord has commanded. But today, it's incredible, unconventional, and supernatural. All of us, every human being, can live a supernatural life. There's a pathway to that supernatural life. That supernatural just means it's beyond the realm of the natural. It's under the control of a being that is not natural. Right? A supernatural God does supernatural things. He works in ways that are way beyond the natural. Amen. And there are certain pathways that enable us to walk in that supernatural life, to live and enjoy that supernatural life. There are certain things that we do that qualify us to live that supernatural life. God wants to take us from one level of glory to another level of glory to another level of glory to another level of glory. And if we will hearken to his word, and if we will pattern our lives according to the directions in his word, we will truly enjoy a supernatural life. We will truly experience the incredible works of God, which he would do in unconventional ways in our lives. Somebody say amen to this.
Amen.
All right, let's go to Luke chapter 5 and verse 17. I'm going to try to do a little bit of teaching, just a little bit of slow teaching. The first time I approached this message, I just kind of introduced it and preached it right through. And today I'm just going to be a little bit more deliberate. And next time I come back to it, I'm going to be more deliberate and more deliberate. And pardon me if you find me repeating stuff. I'm going to repeat things a lot and a lot and a lot, just in obedience to the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you know messages are not just supposed to be heard? Messages are supposed to be lived.
Yes.
Until something becomes registered in our lives and we are living it, we haven't achieved the reason for which God sent it to us. Amen. So Luke chapter 5, verse 17. It came to pass on a certain day, as Jesus was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Let's read this again. It came to pass on a certain day, as Jesus was teaching. What was he teaching? Somebody said the word. Somebody said the word. I said, what was he teaching? Somebody said, the word of God. He wasn't teaching politics. He wasn't teaching culture. He wasn't just being animated to be a comedian. What was Jesus teaching? Somebody said, the word of God. The word of God. And at the end of that verse, the Bible says, because he was teaching the word of God, the power of God was present. I want you to see there is a direct line, there's a direct correlation between these two things. He was teaching the word of God and the power of God was present. He was teaching the word of God and the power of God was present. Every time the word of God is taught, and every time the word of God is lived, the power of God is always present. Yes. Whenever the word of God is elevated, the power of God is always elevated in our lives. Whenever the word of God is given its rightful place in our lives, the power of God is always given its rightful place in our lives. Whenever you put the word of God first place, the power of God always follows. What is the prescription for living a life full of the power of God? It's living a life full of the word of God. What is the prescription? It's not anything else. It's not anything else. Every other thing we do is great, it's awesome. Glory to God. But the only prescription, praise God, the only prescription for encountering and enjoying the power of God in our lives is that we put the word of God front and center. We put the word of God front and center. Now, I want you to notice, though, that even though Jesus was teaching the word, and even though the power of the Lord was present to heal them, in this particular setting, and in this particular service, and in this particular community, there was nothing happening. There was nothing happening. Jesus was teaching the word. And because Jesus was teaching the word, the power of God was present. But with all of these people that were sitting there listening, nothing was happening. Was that because God was partial? Is that because God just decided, well, today, nothing would happen? You know, sometimes people say, oh, there are certain seasons when God doesn't do anything. It's not true. Sometimes people say, oh, there are certain places where God won't do anything. That's not true. No, it's always the people. It's always the people. Amen. People are the only limit that God has. Amen. You and I are the only limit that God has. If God is going to be able to do anything in our lives, we, you and I, must present ourselves in a way that allows him to do what he wants to do. People are the only limits that God has. Amen. Remember what I said earlier? Whenever the word of God is there, the power of God is always present. There's a direct correlation between the word of God being elevated and the power of God being present. Can you put up for me Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3? Whenever the word of God is there, the power of God is always there. Whenever the word of God is there, the power of God. So in any situation, you don't have to feel anything. Sometimes, you know, it's nice. Sometimes people feel good because they feel something. Like in a service like this, you can feel really good, you know, because, yeah, it's just, there's a nice service. There's a presence of God here, and we all can feel something. But I guarantee you, sometimes on a Tuesday morning, you may feel nothing like this. And yeah, you may be confronting something that requires the power of God to work in your life. What do you need to do? The prescription for the power of God is the word of God. What do you need to do on Tuesday morning? You need to go back and dig up the word and pull up the word and put it right there, front and center. Amen. Amen. You may not be having any goosebumps. You may not be feeling any, you know, anything. All of that that you felt on Sunday morning. But on that Tuesday morning, if you pull the word of God out and if you stand on that word and if you keep the word front and center, what would happen? The power of God will be present. The power of God will be released. Glory to God. Look at that scripture in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. God upholds all things by the word of his power. You can read this scripture in this same way. You can say, he upholds all things by his word and by the power in his word. You will not be wrong to read it like that. He upholds all things. He accomplishes all things. He delivers all things. He changes all things. He intervenes in all things by his word and by the power in his word. You will not be wrong to read it like that. God accomplishes all things. He interjects himself into all things. He intervenes in all things. He upholds all things by his word and by the power in his word. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Let's go back to Luke chapter 5. Jesus was teaching the word. And because Jesus was teaching the word, and the word of God was front and center, the power of God was present. Notice, it wasn't the personality of Jesus that made the power of God present. It was not the personality of Jesus. The Lord demonstrated that because you notice, after Jesus left in Acts of the Apostles, you know, first of all, when he left, they were sad. They were all sad. They saw him leaving. And they all stood there looking and sad. And this angel had to come and tell them, why are you so sad? This same Jesus you see leaving is going to come back in the same way that you see him leave. And one of the reasons they were so sad is, first, of course, they loved the Lord. But they didn't want him to not be there. Right? This was the source of every good thing they had experienced in their lives. He's the source of the miracles. Who's going to break the bread? Who's going to multiply the fish? Hallelujah. Who's going to walk on the water? Amen. Who's going to allow us? Who's going to help us? Who's going to help us achieve all these things? Who's going to put authorities in their place? Amen. So they were sad. Legitimately, they were sad. But remember, he said to them, you stay here in this upper room. You wait here until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And then you will receive power. And what he was saying to them was, listen, everything that I was and I was around you, you will continue to be when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You will miss nothing. And you will lose nothing when the presence of God is around you. It's not because of the personality of Jesus. No. It's not because of the personality of Jesus that the power of God was present to heal. The power of God can be present to heal. It's not because of how articulate he was. How many big grammar words he could speak. It's not. The power of God will be present when the word of God, the depth of the word of God, is present and available. It's not because of his height. It's not because of his weight. It's not because of his age. It's not none of those. It's because whenever the word of God is front and center, the power of God is always released. Whenever a little child can become a vessel through whom God releases his power. You've seen that right through the scriptures. The Lord showed us that, right? A whole nation was running away from the giant. A 17-year-old boy showed up. And he spoke the word of God and the power of God was released.
Amen.
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 I said amen.
Amen.
That's why we need to teach the children. There's a season to teach the children. Don't miss that season. There's a season. There's a moment of opportunity that we have to raise the children, to really get them deep in the things of God. Once that season passes, there's not much more you can do other than pray. So when we have that season, and that season is not just age related. It's not like, oh, between, you know, people say, I'm 18, I'm an adult, 21, I'm an adult. No, that has nothing to do with that. As long as somebody is dependent on provisions that you are making available, then supernatural, spiritually, there is a realm of authority that you have there and where you can influence. There's a law. It's a law. Hallelujah. So take advantage of it. It's not the personality of somebody. It's when the word of God is front and center, the power of God is always present. But notice in this meeting, there were so many people there and they were not experiencing the power of God. There's nothing happening. If you had come into this meeting on this particular day, this particular service, you would really have thought there was no power. You would really have thought that, in fact, God took a vacation. In this particular meeting, in this particular service, you could have been tempted to think, oh, maybe God took a break today. No, God, there's no God here today. No, but God was there. The power of God was there. The presence of God was there. The word of God was there. And it's like a match. It's like a match. Like everything you need to start a fire is there. But you just need something. You need a kindling. You need something to just start. You need something, a little spark. And many times faith is that spark. Everything can be there. Everything. Everything you need can all be there. Sometimes we just need a very little spark. A very little spark. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go on here in verse 18. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy. And they sought means to bring this man in and to lay this man before the Lord Jesus. Verse 19. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude. Notice, they could not find a way to bring him in. There was no way to get it done. Because there's no way to get it done. Because I'm too old. There's no way to get it done. Because where I live is different. There's no way to get it done because of my background. There's no way to get it done because I didn't go to the best schools. There's no way to get it done because my family was poor. There's no way to get it done. There's no way. There's all sorts of reasons that people give for why the power of God cannot be released in their lives. There's also sort of reasons, all sorts of excuses that people have come up with for why they cannot be beneficiaries of the word of God, of the power of God. But notice today, in this service, the Lord is telling us, just like he showed them there in that service in Luke chapter 5, that no one is too insignificant. No one is beyond the realm of God's supernatural. Nobody is. Nobody is. There's nobody who is so disadvantaged that God can't touch you. Amen. They couldn't find a way to bring him in. Why? Because of the multitude. Everywhere was closed. All the doors were locked. I love this story very much. One of the reasons I love this story is when you hear, this is impossible. This cannot be done. Oh, this one's, people have tried this. People have come. You are not the first one. It tickles me. It really tickles me. I get a good kick out of hearing, you know, people talk about all these impossibilities. So this can't be done. That can't be done. You know, we'll try this and that, and it's just this and just that. See, God is not holding you responsible for the fruit you get. He's holding you responsible for the actions of faith you take.
Yes.
The fruits are delivered by the Lord. The action of faith is yours and mine. God is not holding you responsible. Like God is not expecting you to do what you don't have the ability to do. He's expecting you to do what you have the ability to do. What do you have the ability to do?
Go by faith.
That's right. You take hold of the word of God. You believe the word of God. Right? You find a way where there is no way. You find a way where there is no way. No way is not acceptable to you. No way is not acceptable to you. There is always a way for the one who believes. There is always a way for the one who believes. There is always a way. If you have done it 100 ways and you have not found a way, find one more way. Find one more. Failure is just not an option. Failure is not an option for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They could not find a way by which they might bring him in because of the multitude. So what did they do then? They went upon the housetop. They went upon the housetop. Who does this? Nobody had ever done this. They didn't read this in a book. Right? They didn't see this somewhere. The only thing people were telling us, there's no way. There's no way. There's no way. So four of them that were carrying the paralyzed friend, they talked amongst themselves and said, you know what? We just need to get our friend before Jesus. What do we do? Let's go up. Let's break the roof. Let's break the roof. Let's break the roof. Notice there's something about opportunity happening here too. Because these people could have gone back home and said, well, maybe another service. Right? They could have said, maybe another service. Like, we tried. Yeah, we got here. We did everything we could do. You know, they said, we did everything. You know, have you heard this before? They would say, we did it. We tried. I tried everything. Poor old me. Now, I still didn't see what they said I would see. I tried everything. No. You haven't done everything until you have found a way. You haven't done everything until you have found a way. Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. They went upon the housetop and they let him down through the tiling. They let this man down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus as the Lord was teaching the word. And all these people were sitting around and listening. They just started to see things fall down. There were little things falling. First, it was like little dust. So what's going on? Dust was falling. And then after a while, bigger particles. Then after a while, big bricks started to fall. Big bricks started to fall. Hallelujah. And the next thing they knew, there was somebody coming down right in the presence of Jesus. There's somebody coming down right in the presence of Jesus. Glory to God. And I do like what the word of God says here. He said, when Jesus saw their faith. When Jesus saw their faith. Now, let me ask you this. How does Jesus see faith? Is it because these people kept saying, we have faith, we have faith, we have faith? Is it because they kept saying, we believe, we believe? It's good to say we believe because somehow your body, your mind, your system will respond to that. To those words are powerful, right? So it's good to say it. But it's not because they were saying it that he saw their faith. How many of you remember this story in Acts? Put that up for me real quick for a minute. Acts chapter 14. Remember that story in Acts chapter 14? Verse 9 to 12. Put that up. See, how do you see faith? Faith can be seen and faith can be heard. How do you? It's not just because of what somebody is saying now. Mm-mm. Faith can be seen and faith can be heard. Hallelujah. That means faith is beyond the natural. Faith is actually a spiritual thing. Faith is a spiritual thing. Look at that scripture right there in Acts chapter 14. You remember this story? The same heard, you know, Paul was preaching somewhere, very similar situation to Jesus. The same heard Paul, they heard Paul speak, Paul steadfastly beholding this man, this cripple. You know what? Back up to verse 8 so people have context here. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked before. Go on to the next verse. The same heard Paul preaching and speaking. What was Paul preaching? Politics? Religion? Culture? Jokes? No. What was Paul preaching? The word of God. The same heard Paul speak,
who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Can you put that verse 9, put that up in the New Living Translation. That might be better. And listening as Paul preached, looking straight at him, Paul realized he had faith to be healed. How did Paul know this cripple? There were many cripples there. There were many other sick people there. How did Paul know this particular sick person has faith to be healed? Faith is a spirit. Hallelujah. Faith is a spirit. Faith is a spirit. When you do you remember the story of Caleb and Joshua? Do you remember? And the other spies that Moses sent out, you remember? He sent them out to go spy the land, right? And to come. The Lord had already told them about this land. The Lord told them, this is a land that I've given to you. God told them, this is a land that I've given to you. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. God described all these great things about the land to them. God said all these wonderful, amazing things about the land to them. And then Moses said, okay, you guys, go take a look and bring me word back. Bring word back to me. And they went. And, you know, they saw everything. You know, they saw many of them there, but they also saw giants. They saw giants, and they said in their own eyes they felt like they were grasshoppers before these giants. Everybody has faith until the impossible shows up. Everybody has faith. Everybody can sing songs of faith. Everybody can talk about how they know God can. Until they are confronted with the reality of a situation that suggests God can't. Faith is a spirit. Put that up for me. 2 Corinthians 4:16, 4:13. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Somebody say that faith is a spirit. Say it again. Say faith is a spirit. It's not about what you are saying right now. It's about what you have. When you have it, you have it. It doesn't change. It doesn't shift. When you have the spirit of faith, you have the spirit of faith. Yes. It's a spirit. Faith is a spirit. He said, but we continue. Put that up in the King James, please. Thank you. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We having the same spirit of faith. Listen, let's read this together. We having the same spirit of faith. Let's read that one more time. We having the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. See, notice, faith is a spirit. Faith is a spirit. When all those spies, when they started to say, we're like grasshoppers, whatever, the Bible tells us, Caleb said, stop. What is this scripture? Let's check this scripture out in Numbers 13. Right? He said, hush. Why are you saying all this? Right? If God, go to Numbers 13. Look at this. Let's read this. Read this from verse 25. Hallelujah. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh. And they brought back word unto them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land that you sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Verse 28, nevertheless. For people who really believe, there is never a nevertheless. You should write that down somewhere. For people who really believe, there is never a nevertheless. For people who really believe, there is never a nevertheless. Faith is not like a shift job. Like, I resume by 8, I close by 5, my job is over. No. Faith is not an outfit you put on for certain seasons of your life. You can't say, I have faith when I'm preaching at the pulpit. Right? You can't say, I have faith when I'm ready to pray over the sick. I have faith. You can't say, I have faith when I'm in a prayer meeting. You can't say, I have faith when I'm in church on Sunday morning. Faith isn't an outfit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, officer. Thank you for taking care of us. We appreciate you, sir. God bless you. Now, faith isn't like the outfit of a police officer. When a police officer is doing his job, he has his outfit on. At that moment, he's a police officer.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Right? He's a police officer. He does his job.
Yes.
But after his job is done, he takes off his outfit and he lives a normal civilian life. Right? He's not always in uniform. See, faith is not a uniform for certain seasons of your job. That's why faith can be seen. Beyond what you are saying, beyond what you are doing, faith is a lifestyle. Faith is a lifestyle. You can't be a preacher. You can't say, I have faith when I'm preaching, right? I have great faith. So, you know, it's very easy to have faith when I'm preaching. But when I'm preaching, especially if I'm preaching about faith, God does not see me as a man of faith. Mm-mm. He doesn't see me as a man of faith when I'm preaching about faith. He sees me as a man of faith when I am confronting my daily situations of life and I demonstrate faith. That's it. See, the bulk of the church does not understand this. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says Jesus saw their faith. Faith can be seen. So you see, this is a said nevertheless. Did you write that thing down? There is never a nevertheless for those who believe. Glory to God. He said, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and the coast of Jordan. Verse 30, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us go up at once. Let's go up at once to possess it, for we are well able. Let us go up at once to possess it, for we are well able. Let us go up at once to possess it. It's not because it appears easy. It's not because it looks like it's doable. It's not because everybody says we can. It's because we know that we know that we know that we know that we can. And no matter what our experiences are, we know we can. We know we can. We know we can. Would you stand up to your feet with me today? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. As you go into your week, as you go into the rest of this week, the rest of this month, the rest of this year, keep faith in God alive.
Amen.
Keep faith in the Word of God alive.
Amen.
Remember, where the Word of God is, there is always power. Wherever the Word of God is, there is always power. You may not feel like you have what you need to deal with the situation that you are confronting right now, but remember, you always have the Word of God. Remind yourself, go back to the Word of God. Go back to what was written and what was spoken. Glory to God. Glory to God. You don't even have to try to remember too much. You don't have to try to, yes, you. It's good to keep notes and different aspects, places in where the Word of God promises you certain things. But you know what? The Lord makes it easy for us. Every year, He gives us certain prophetic utterances and things. Just dig them up. There are always scriptures there. Dig them up and pull those things out and say, in the name of Jesus, I have peace in this situation. Say, in the name of Jesus, this door is opening to me in this situation. In the name of Jesus, this situation is not impossible. I'm laughing over this situation. I'm laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. In the name of Jesus, this adversity will expire. You don't have to think. Just remember the Word. Just remember the Word. Pull up the Word. Pull up the Word. Let faith arise within you. When the Bible says Jesus saw faith, he didn't see faith because just for a few minutes, those people felt inspired and they felt like they had faith. No. Faith is a spirit. Faith is a spirit. It's not something you put on for certain hours and then you take it off. No, you are in faith. When you are in faith, you are in faith 24/7. You are in faith 24/7. When you are in faith, no matter what you see, your confession does not change. When you are in faith, no matter what you hear, your confession does not change. When you are in faith, what you believe for, what you expect God to do, never changes. When you are in faith, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You take the Word of God. And the Bible calls the Word of God the sword of the Spirit. You take that word. You take that word. And you approach every situation of life that is confronting you. You approach every situation of life that you are contending with. And you remind yourself what the Lord said. Remember, it's not because of your personality. It's not because of who you are, who you know. It's nothing in the natural. After all, at the end of the day, God is supernatural. Hallelujah. God, He does incredible things and He does them in unconventional ways. But it's not because of our personalities. He does them because of His Word and because of His own faithfulness. So remind yourself about that. As you go on through this year, you will experience the supernatural. You will, week after week, month after month, you will do the incredible.
Amen.
The Lord will demonstrate His power through your life. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you so much for your mighty word. Thank you, God, for blessing us today. Thank you for opening our eyes to see clearly. Thank you for causing the light of your countenance to shine upon us. We give you praise, Lord. Let these words remain in our spirits, in our hearts, as we continue to go on the assignments, with the assignments that you have given to us. This year, this season, help us, Lord. Let your word continue to reverberate through our spirit being. Father, let miracles, as have been ordained for us, continually happen. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, help them encounter your victories this week. Help them experience your victories in this season. I thank you for it, Lord. I bless and magnify your holy name. You alone deserve our glory and our praise. Receive it to yourself, O God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Go on. Give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. He deserves the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.